All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio now. It's just about 9 o'clock on Friday morning, the 20th of September. And yeah, I'm going to shift gears a little bit here, and let's get at it. All right, this one is called Feel the Love. It's Loose Loose. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Trying to make a living. We focus on material, but really don't do religion. Superstition, don't listen to a higher vision. Seeming that it's something that you got that I've been missing. What is it? I can hear it in my mind. I feel it surging through my bones. I can sense it with my eyes. I feel it feeling deep inside my soul. So vividly, clearly rebuking the hate, rebuking the lies, erasing the struggle, embracing the trials. I come with the joy, I see that it's mine. I think that it's time, but we realize, get out of our pride. Renew the mind and get why you fearing love.
What are you so,
what you so afraid of? Ain't it feeling up?
What are you so
walking around on empty,
of?
Let me fill you up.
Feel the love.
You know just what
feel
you
love.
Need, let go.
Possibility, keep it popping with preparation. Keep the hostility holding us hostage. Creations of our own doctrine, praying for options. The essence of Eden in the garden, the planting of seeds exceeds abundantly. What we asking to think of, forgetting, feeling the failure. Falling the sickest that we believe in, that we fighting the feeling, fighting the fight worth fighting for.
We can fight the feeling of falling in life and
living alive.
We can fight to live in the light, the way. I can hear it in my mind, feel it surging through my bones. I can sense it with my eyes, I feel it in the deep inside my soul.
So vividly, clearly rebuking the hate, rebuking the lies, embracing the struggle, embracing the trials. I come to the joy, I see that it's mine, I think that it's time, but we realize that I never cry. We need a mind to get why we fear in love.
What are you so,
what you so afraid of? When they blow it so loudly, I can hear it in my mind. Feel it surging through my bones. I can sense it with my eyes. I feel it feeling deep inside my soul. So vividly, clearly rebuking the hate, reviewing the lies, embracing the struggle, embracing the trials. I come to the joy, I see that it's mine. I think that it's time, I'm reaping your lies. Get out of my breath, I'm doing mine again. Why we feel love?
What
you so afraid of? You need to let go and feel the love. Feel the love. Why you feel the love?
What
you so afraid of? Ain't you feel the love? Walking around on empty, let me fill you up. You know just what you need. Let go and feel the love.
Feel the love.
Feel the love.
All right, there you go. Welcome to the program. Feel the love. I can feel it. I feel it every Friday. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, September the 20th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in studio performances often, and a rundown of local musical events for the weekend. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you. Glad you're here with me. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Lovely Indian summer morning out there. Looks to be a nice day. Enjoy it before the rain comes. It's going to be a wet weekend, I got a feeling. But either way, hope you enjoy yourself one way or the other. I'm here to help out with some good music this morning. Okay, once again, we've only got half an hour due to the one read program. And it's enough time, though, to spin a few tunes and chat a little bit with my guests, who I will introduce to you in just a moment here. I may also do a quick rundown of some things that are happening around town. If not, I don't have a lot of time, so stick around for Diana. And speaking of the arts, she will definitely have a more comprehensive look at what's happening around Columbia in the arts scene over the weekend and into next week, okay? It's also Pledge Drive Week here at KOPN, as you may have heard if you were listening over the last couple of hours. If you're feeling the love, I urge you to make a pledge and become a member here at KOPN. Be a part of the community that has kept this station rocking and rolling, transmitting music and news and diverse talk for over 45 years, all right? Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway, up above in the old Walton building. Walton? No, Dalton. The Walton, they got enough stuff around here. They don't need more. But yeah, we're upstairs here, just across from Formosa. Okay. All right. Last week, we just played some of my favorite songs from the last couple months. And if you missed the show or any others, they are on the web at Mike Hagan, MikeHagan.com. Just click on the link that says Open Mic Radio, and that'll get you to the archives. Hello to our waste management friends that come by every Friday and make sure that we know that they're around. Appreciate all the work that those guys and girls do. All right. The archives for the show, if you're looking for the old ones, you can go there and you can download them and share them with your friends. And there's a podcast and all that stuff. All right. All right, we started the show this morning with a song from a band called Loose Loose off of their EP called Sanguine. It was released earlier this year. Great stuff from them, and more to come before the end of the year, they tell us. All the songs that you're going to hear this morning have one thing in common. We're hearing bands that have performed for local organizers, promoters so far. And today I've got Miss Andrea and Erica from So Far Columbia with me in the studio, and we're going to learn a little bit more about this cool organization and find out what they're up to for the rest of the year. So, Andrea, Erica, hello.
Hi. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Thank you very much for coming down this morning.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate it. Okay, so far, I heard about it only a couple of months ago, probably, and I'm very interested. It sounds like it's really cool stuff that you guys are doing. For people who are unfamiliar, what is So Far and then So Far Columbia?
So Far is it's a global thing. So it's in over 400 cities worldwide. Actually, wow. Started over in London. Uh-huh. We just started here in Columbia in January. That was our first show. So we do one a month. And what we do is we get up and coming or independent artists, probably people that you haven't heard of from either Columbia or other areas, mm-hmm. that are just small in their hometowns. And we bring them through. We have three every show, and we put them in a non-concert venue. So we've been at Lizzie and Rocco's downtown.
The pet place.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Turned that into a concert venue.
Right on.
We were at a yoga studio. We've been at Skylark Bookstore.
I know you did a show at Prest a month or so ago, right?
Yep. Last month we were at Prest with Loose Loose was there.
Fantastic.
And we just kind of turned it into this intimate concert event for everybody to connect with the artists and the music and just have fun.
All right. How did you get involved?
Actually, about a year ago, I came across their website and I thought it was so interesting. I've been into music for a long time and we just kept going. My fiance and I kept going to these small concerts and we just kept wanting something smaller and more intimate. Came across this, reached out saying, hey, Columbia's perfect. You know, we need this in Columbia. They reached back and were like, we looked into Columbia. It looks great. Do you want to start it? And here I go, starting it, picked up Andrea. And
she gave me a pretty solid 2-week heads up for my role and told me that I have to MC all the shows and all of that. So we've had a lot of fun, though. We've had a ton of fun doing it.
Yeah.
What's your background, Erica? Where are you from originally?
I am actually from Harrisburg, a little town 20 minutes north of Columbia.
Sure.
So Columbia's like home to me. Love it.
Okay. Andrea, what about you, background?
Born and raised here in Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually in the mortgage industry by day, but this is where I have the most fun.
All right. Well, you're keeping busy these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So is it an actual business operation then? Or is it a nonprofit? And I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Do they in other words, are you doing this as volunteers just to do it, or are you being compensated anyway? That's a lot of work.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's opportunity depending on what you have in ticket sales. It's definitely not a moneymaker for us because we're trying to grow it. So sure. If we do have a little bit left over, we put it back into it.
Of course, right.
You know, I get friendly and buy drinks for everybody wherever we are. So we really are not making money, and it's my fault.
All right. So did the two of you know each other? How did Erica and Andrea get together?
Yeah, we're family, cousins.
All right.
Lifetime sisters.
Yeah. And and both into the music scene, I guess.
Uh-huh. Very much.
Yeah, we go to concerts a lot. And so this was kind of the perfect thing for us because that's what we've always done together is gone to music events.
And when did So Far start here in Columbia?
January.
Just this year?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. January was first show.
Okay. All right. Well, there is something coming up this evening, I think, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear a little bit about what's going on.
We have our September show, which...
Tonight.
Tonight is our September show.
Here's your chance, folks. Tonight's going to be awesome.
Yeah, there's just a few tickets left, and that's not really a plug. We do have to limit this one because it's at a house. It's our first house show.
So awesome. Excited.
So we're very excited about that. But yeah, every show is very different. So you'd never know where it's going to be. And it's funny, the place that we have them really does change the vibe of the show.
Of course.
And we feel like we've done a good job of accidentally matching the music with the place that we're going to be. And I think tonight's going to be the same. So there's still a few tickets left on So Far Sounds Columbia.
All right. So that is sort of the angle that you guys take. It's sort of a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How does that work?
You want to take that? You want me to talk? Okay. She doesn't like to talk. So so Erica actually takes the stand and gets with the artist and setting up when it's going to be. So we pick a date and then we find our venue. And that's really all that we tell you is basically when it is.
Okay.
So if you say, hey, I want to go and I'm free tonight, we'll say, great, buy a ticket. And then you do that. And 2 days before, we do give you the address so you know where it's going to be.
So you announce the venue at least.
Mm-hmm. You'll know the venue only to the people that have the tickets.
You get an email.
So okay. It's not public, especially because like tonight it's at someone's house.
Right.
You actually don't know who's performing until you show up.
Incredible.
So you can't judge what you're going to hear. You just show up and you just enjoy it.
I promise you
it's going to be good music, but that's all you get.
Fantastic idea. I think it's a great concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said 400 cities around the world are doing this?
Yeah.
Mostly mm-hmm. European?
No, Chicago, New York, they're all over.
They're all over here.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep. South America has some too as well.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see. You had Loose just last month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We played a song from them at the beginning of the show. You've had the Burney Sisters.
Yeah. The Burney Sisters were at our opening show in January.
Tell us a little bit about how that was.
Yeah. They were our very first act ever. I have followed the Burney Sisters for a while, being here in Columbia, and it was a no-brainer. Like, when I started this last year, they were the first in my head to ask, and they absolutely wanted to be a part of it. And April, the Burney's mom, she's been really helpful for us in connecting us with other artists and just other people in the music community here in Columbia. And so they've really been great for us and we love them.
All right. Well, cool. Let's hear one from them right now, I think. Okay. And we'll come back and talk with Andrea and Erica in a few minutes. But this is one from the Burney Sisters. It's called Make Me Happy. And this song kind of makes me happy. It'd also make me happy if you called into the station and donated a little bit of your hard-earned cash money to keep this operation rolling, including this program that you're listening to right now. And, as Laird mentioned before he left at the top of the hour, I do my best to keep you up to snuff on what's happening in the music scene around town. And I find myself real fortunate to be able to do this program. You can't do this at the commercial stations. You're not going to find a place other than this in town where the musicians can actually come to the studio, hang out, talk, play music live. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do and bring it to you. So if you appreciate it, show me with a little bit of hard-earned money, okay? All right, once again, this is Make Me Happy, the Burney Sisters. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Back in a few minutes with the ladies from So Far.
Glitter in your hair and lipstick on your teeth. Changing your hand from the necklace you bought me. And you might come home late, but you still know how to act. play guitar, but you're difficult to teach. Tried to call me out, but you're too damn tired to speak. I don't care what I'm missing as long as I'm with you. You're not the best, but I guess I will make do. Shows, cause you know it makes me smile. Telling me you love me, oh wow. Woo-hoo! You don't wanna hurt me, but you sure don't wanna live like this. I don't wanna leave, cause I'm sure that I would miss. Doesn't even matter that when I'm in need, you don't pull through. You make me just little things. Like holding your hand, telling me everything. Singing even after shows, cause you know it makes me smile. Telling me you love me, oh wow.
There you go. Make Me Happy. That one's from the Burney Sisters. Wonderful group of young ladies here in Columbia, Missouri. You're listening to it here. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, on the air, 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kopn.org. I've got Andrea and Erica from So Far Columbia with me this morning in the studio. Pleasure to have you ladies here. Really cool. I love the project.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
What? Who else have you had on the program? We just talked about the Burney Sisters. We talked about Loose Loose.
So as far as Columbia people, we try to always make sure we have somebody local at each show. So we've had Loose Loose. Last time was actually Hip Hop Night. So we had a guy, Van Ghost.
Yeah. I heard that was great, actually.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to come on the show. He and our friends, but he works Friday mornings and he can't get away very often. But we'll get him down here
eventually. Yeah, he needs to figure that out because he's hilarious also.
Such
just
a
great
person.
Time. So we had Blue Jay. We've had the January Lanterns. We actually, one time we brought in Tonina. She's from St. Louis, but she's pretty big. I mean, fairly big time for So Far. She was actually on President Barack Obama's playlist from last year. So she's doing some big things and lots of different people.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to change gears here for a second and say hello to my friend, the Grassmaster himself, Justin Hickerson. Hey, you there, buddy?
Yo.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, just grassing. How are you?
Say hello to Andrea and Erica.
Hello, Andrea and Erica.
Hi.
Hey, are you familiar with the So Far project?
Not terribly familiar with it, no. I'm aware of it, though.
Well, it's pretty cool. They basically have shows once a month at different venues that aren't announced until a couple days before the show, and then the show itself is a complete mystery until you show up. So you buy a ticket, Then you find out where the show's at a couple days before the show, and then you show up at the show, and then you find out who's playing.
Right. That's a that's about what I've heard of it. Now, I guess I'm just now figuring out this isn't solely a regional thing. This is all over, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, there are a whole bunch from the ladies say 400 and some around the planet.
That's awesome.
I think you need to get involved in one.
See, I think I would too. I would enjoy something like that. When I lived in Tennessee years ago, we used to run a house venue there, and it was not really the secrecy part wasn't shrouded in it, but I really liked the idea of a different music venue space, a little more different setting for the observer and the performer.
Yeah,
so
cool.
I think that's great.
Yeah, they were saying, you know, that you get a different vibe depending on where you're playing. I'm sure you feel that as a musician yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I love about being a musician or going to shows is, you know, a lot of what I do in my own personal preference is kind of playing to the room and the audience you've got, as opposed to playing to a set list or, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what do you got going this weekend? Are you playing at all?
Yeah, we actually got on Sunday afternoon at Stevens Lake Park at, oh man, I cannot remember which pavilion it is, but it's the annual Deep Roots Dinner that's sponsored by Alpine Shop.
Hmm.
And I think there's a number of local folks involved with that. Three Creeks, mm-hmm. Produce.
Who's playing? Are you the Scrappers playing or the
Daves?
The Ridge Riders?
Paul Weber and the Scrappers and the Daves and Noah Earl.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's actually going to be a pretty cool lineup.
Yeah,
so
kidding.
That'll be so we're all looking forward to that and just keeping our fingers crossed that the weather cooperates.
That's Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, it starts at 5 o'clock, from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right, brother. We don't have a whole lot of time this morning, but I appreciate you calling. And once again, Justin Hickerson plays the drums for the Daves and Weber and the Scrappers and the Ridge Runners. Ridge Runners got anything coming up?
Not off the cuff. I know.
We got to get that Tim Carey kid working harder.
I know. I was going to say next month. Tim's got a solo show on October 10th at Rose Music Hall, opening for Sean James, and then
And the Shapeshifters, fantastic stuff.
Yeah, and then two days before that on the 8th, I've got a solo set opening up for I just forgot his name. I keep on wanting to say Sean James.
That's great.
But either way, so the Ridge Runners are active, just not collectively. So there you go. But anyway, I'll let y'all get back to it. We'll talk to you next month when you got your full hour back.
I love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, fight the power. We'll see you soon.
Cheers, man. All right, the wonderful Justin Hickerson. You can catch him out on the road with the Daves and the Ridge Runners and Paul Weber and the Scrappers on Sunday at Stevens Lake Park. All right, back to Andrea and Erica. So tonight's a big night.
Tonight is, yeah.
And can you tell the listeners a little bit about the area, at least, where it might be? Is it in town or?
Yeah, it's actually in the Stevens-Benton neighborhood.
Stevens-Benton neighborhood. Okay, that's a nice part of town.
Yeah.
Also, we have a couple tickets, apparently, here that the gentlewomen here from So Far have been generous enough to donate to the program here. So first person who calls and makes a donation, you got to pledge a little bit to the station to get these. But if you call and pledge your support to Open Mic Radio and KOPN, I'll get you a pair of tickets to the So Far show tonight, which I can guarantee you will be entertaining. I can't tell you much else about it.
Starts at
8 o'clock. Okay. Right here in Columbia. And if you get the ticks, then we'll we'll let you in on the actual location of the event. Okay. All right. Well, you ladies are fantastic. I really think the project is cool. We'll do this again, hopefully before the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll plan something when you've got another show coming up, and we'll talk it up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. For those people who can't get tickets tonight, we do have October 19th and November 9th are our next two shows. So we've got them already set out, their tickets on sale already.
Great. So you've got a couple months already set up.
Yep.
And I know you're not going to tell me who they are, but do you have the artists already decided for those upcoming shows as well?
Yeah, pretty booked for October, November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What if people want to find information about your project? What if an artist wants to get involved, or what if a person wants to use their own venue? What if somebody is interested in hosting a show?
Yeah. You can apply on our website, www.sofarsounds.com/Columbia. And you can apply on there to host or to perform or just to buy tickets to attend any of these awesome shows.
Fantastic. All right. Well, best of luck. And I hope tonight goes great.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. All right. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. We're going to get one more in here before we switch over to the One Read program. And this is a song from a band called the January Lanterns. I guess they were involved in one of your programs.
Yeah, we had them actually at our 10-year celebration show in May. And this song that we're getting ready to hear just released yesterday for them. And they'll also be at Roots and Blues. So they're doing some big things.
What's their story?
They're actually from Columbia. So I went to school with them, actually, but didn't realize who they were as the January Lanterns until they came to our show and I reconnected with them then. But yeah, they're just a local. They're married couple, have four kids, and put out some great music.
All right, fantastic. All right, everyone, here's one from the January Lanterns. It's called All I Think About. Stick around for Diana and Speaking of the Arts in just a few, well, no, she'll be a half an hour from now. And again, please consider a donation to KOPN to help keep this station and the program on the air and healthy, 874-5676 or on the web at kopn.org. Hope the summer's been great. Stay cool, stay safe. And have some fun this weekend, okay? Get out to the SoFar show tonight if you can get a ticket. It's going to be tough because there aren't a few, only a few left. All right, here's one more. Whoa, that's not what I wanted. This is, once again, the January Lanterns. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN.
Rather make pennies and love you will than grow a money tree just to watch it build. Shooting for the moon but aiming low cause it's dark outside. Every memory that we made I'll use it later in the shimmer chain. All I think about, all I think about, all I think about. South Dakota, the only one at the devil's shoulder. Had Mount Rushmore to ourselves when it was 2 degrees. Next trip to the sea and back is just a way to laugh. Thank you.
insane when you wake up.